Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse podcast. I'm your host, Logan Snow. This is the podcast that will make you feel better about your life. Initiate a successful thought process today, and it will help you do something great today. Hey everyone, how are ya? Hope you and your loved ones have stayed safe and everybody is doing well. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of Your Life Could Be Worse podcast. Today's episode is called Using Positive Energy to Eliminate Triggers or Stress from Our Abuse. Hey, what's going on, everybody? You know that I've been pretty abused as well as most of you that are listening right now, and it's not easy to get over our abuse, and we have certain triggers and certain things that can set us off. And it can set us off towards loved ones that don't understand what's going on, but we do. And to us, it's automatic and it's kind of a defense mechanism. And if you can think around that and get off that defense mechanism and start thinking a little bit of positivity, it can really go a long way. Positive thinking is one thing that nobody forces you to do. And they can't force you not to do it. It's a choice. Just like happiness, sadness, you choose to do that in that moment. And it's not your fault. Some of it is automatic, driven by your subconscious. Things that you've repeatedly told your subconscious, maybe accidentally. The one thing that separates a human from any other creature on earth is our ability to choose. Nobody can force us how to think. Nobody. It's your choice. It's 100% complete choice for us to go with what our brain is telling us to do. And you know what? You are in control of what you tell your brain to do. You really are. Your brain isn't just doing things. It's doing things on autopilot through your subconscious, but you also need to stay conscious in every single moment of your life. Because you are in complete control. The one thing that makes abuse victims different from people that haven't been abused is the way we think. We all have triggers from our PTSD, from our abuse. It's a defense, like I said. As an example, most of us in a situation that reminds us of a time we were abused, we get a quick flashback that feels real and brings us to a mind frame of when our thoughts had to defend or deflect the mental pain. Then we reacted, or we react in a way that our brain remembers how it got us through that pain, good or bad. Our subconscious comes out to automatically help us from things that we've repeatedly told our subconscious. Whether we wanted to or whether we didn't want to. The problem is our subconscious runs on a thing called auto-suggestion. And auto-suggestion is repeating and rinsing and repeating and rinsing and repetition. And that's all. By repeating thoughts or words over and over again, we're teaching the automatic part of our minds to kick into action by how it was taught. It's not our brain's fault that we taught it to think like that, but it's okay. You can unthink yourself right out of thinking negatively. Positive energy rules the universe, bottom line, and you'll probably hear me say it over and over again. It really does. It changed my life. All right, so I'm going to do my best to teach you all how to successfully think in any situation. Whether you were told that you may have mental issues or not, this information is crucial to understanding that anyone can retrain their mind to positively think their way out of being stressed or triggered or any kind of defense mechanism. Everyone. There's no exceptions in that. There's something in the universe and it's called infinite intelligence. And infinite intelligence is scientifically proven to exist. We haven't proven how it exists, but we know what it is and we know it does exist. And this is what makes it factually real. And this is what makes it truth. So throw out everything that you've been taught and read what infinite intelligence is. Infinite intelligence is the force that gives order and the origin to everything in the entire universe. It is the prime source, the first cause of everything that comes into existence. Furthermore, you, the individual, are in precise expression of this force. You're in control. The power of thought is how humans can communicate directly with this higher intelligence of the universe. This is real. It's 100% real. The power of thought is driven by energy. And that energy is called infinite intelligence from the universe. This means that no matter how much we think our abuse ended our lives, it didn't. It didn't end anything. It was the beginning of a new part of our lives, and it welcomed it in, because every part of your life that changes, you might think it's for the worse, but it's for the better no matter what, because that's what you chose. That's the destiny that you put your life on by series of choices. The infinite intelligence of this universe, it gave us a reason to find our purpose in life. The experience of our abuse can be turned into positive energy. You know, that positive energy came from the infinite intelligence of the universe. It came into the frequency of our thought, because we all think on a frequency, whether it be negative or positive. And it made it come into our thought process to help you. It's our choice to acknowledge and use this information that just get downloaded into your thoughts. But remember to only use the positive. Take the positive out of everything. And there's always a polarity effect. There's always a negative and a positive effect to everything that you see. It's the law of nature. It's the law of the universe. The polarity effect. It's real. And as I'm going to say, the one law about this is to remember is the universe doesn't care if your thoughts or words and actions are negative or positive. If you communicate to your subconscious over and over again, the universe wants to and it will give it to you. Our subconscious mind is the communicator to the universe. This means if you always think about negative things and you verbalize them and take action on negative activity, the universe is going to make sure that you receive it. And that's all. That's all there is to it. And the same goes for thinking or saying or acting out positive things. Your subconscious mind, its job is to communicate what it's been taught to ask for from the universe. An example of that would be, everything bad always happens to me. Nothing good ever happens to me. Everyone always makes me fail. I don't want to do that because people will think I'm weird or something. On the polarity of that, because there's always a polarity, the complete opposite to everything in the universe, as I've explained earlier. If I were to say, today didn't go so well, but I made the best of it, and I'll learn from my mistakes for next time, or how about, I failed today, but I'll never give up. Tomorrow, I'll pick up right where I left off, and I'll change the way I do things in a positive light. I don't care what people think, because this is my life, and I only get one shot at it. What matters is what I think about everything. Positive thinking is going to retrain your mind to automatically look at the bright side of things. Because the law of the universe, known as the polarity effect, we know that if there's a way in, there's a way out. If there's a bad side, there's a good side. If there's a negative outcome, then there's a positive outcome somewhere. It's your series of choices that bring that into reality. The universe gives us millions, even billions of different possibilities to choose all at the same time. It's our choice to put any one of them into action at that moment in time. At any moment, we could change the course of life. You know, our life could change at any given moment with choice. And it could change the outcome of our future. If we do the same things like poor me every day, things are only going to change in a negative direction for you. But if we change the way that we think about our negativity and turn it into a positive, this will change the course of your life in a successful and a positive direction. And this is scientifically proven. It really is. Positive energy rules the universe while negative energy tries to hold it down. And it's your choice every day to make decisions that make a positive change in your life. It's your choice. Nobody else is doing this to you. Like a giant truck with a little driver. You're the truck, and your mind is the driver. In reality, only you are in control. Only you are in control. Are you going to take the wheel and steer and find out the truth about everything? Or are you going to let all the negative things in your thoughts take control and drive you? It's your choice and yours alone. Which direction are you going to want to take? You know, the positive successful road or the negative downfall road? The choice is yours. It belongs to you. Do, say, and act what you stand for in life. Don't let anyone else ruin your life. It's your turn to drive. Take the wheel today. All right, everybody. That's it for today. I'll see you on the next podcast episode. And enjoy your day, everyone. Remember, positive energy rules the universe. All right, stay safe and love each other. Bye-bye now. All right. Abuse is real. Everyone can overcome their abuse and live a happy life. You might not be a great person in the history books, but you can be a great person to everyone in your life. The real way to change the world for the better is to change your world first. Be great to everyone in your life. If you like what you heard, you can head over to my website, yourlifecouldbeworse.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.